Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the April 5th. Closed session agenda is there, all the different lawsuits and the two personnel items we'll be going over again tonight, the general manager search and slow CEA negotiations for staff. And at this time, we'll take public comment on any items on the closed session agenda. Hello.
Hi. Good evening, Bo Cooper. Two charts from county documents that I need to discuss about affordability. If I could have the first chart, please, Bob. The first one was the presentation to the State Water Board by the county, and one of the graphs talk about affordability. It's on the tube there. The line here is at $100 that says EPA monthly affordability threshold. That's the 2% EPA median household income threshold that Environmental Protection Agency says this is how much people can afford at average. It'll be below $100. The high point on the line has to do with people 45 to 54 at the prime of their income earnings, people who perhaps can afford $100 at the most. People lower down, 65 to 70, is about $60. The people 75 is even down to $50. So people cannot afford even the $100, which is the 2%, which is the suggested amount. Why does that, all that white part above? It says estimated monthly financial burden. This is what the county expects that is actually going to pay. You're going to have to actually pay somewhere in here up to $250. And the Ripley report came up even higher at $300+. So what part of not affordable is not understandable? I don't get that. It's set up. They did the work for me. They showed a graph that says, look, we're expecting it not to be affordable. Estimated monthly financial burden is in the unaffordable part. There's not just things a little bit unaffordable. Unaffordable means you can't afford it, which means you'll have to leave. You'll be economically cleansed from your own homes. The county is not showing good faith in that. Let me do the other chart, please. The other chart is from the TAC, the Technical Advisory Committee of the county. Shows costs. This last page of the rough screening, left on the screen, it says project to meet. We don't need any of that at a wastewater treatment plant. We just want the cheapest, most affordable, most sustainable plant we can get. So the county is setting us up during these bogus graphs to say, hey, look, if you don't take the Tri-W site down here, look how much it's going to cost you if you want what we don't actually want. It's a straw man. It's a facade. The county's out to get us. So let's stand tall. Bye. Thank you.
Frank Casilio. One question I have for the board, if you're going to follow through with some kind of a resolution letter to the Public Utilities Commission regarding the Golden State application for rate increase. And I'm not saying weigh in on the rate, how much it should be, but how it should be structured. Also educate the Public Utility Commission on the level 3 severity, also on the saltwater intrusion, which is not in their application for an increase in water. So you have now the opportunity to weigh in on the issues with the Public Utilities Commission. And I hope that you do that, and I hope that you do something tonight about that if you can. The other issue is the, and Steve, by the way, Steve Senate has a copy of the application, and the Water Board has it. So hopefully you move on it quickly, because they at least educate them what you're trying to do and that you want to work with the Golden State on how to preserve the water. Because they do talk about that they expect in the year 2020 to import water. They're going to need to do that. So there's some problems I see with this, and I think you need to review it and get the information to the Public Utilities Commission. The other issue is I keep hearing about the $6.5 million that we owe the Water Board for the loan. And my concern is that it keeps popping up, and I don't understand why it keeps popping up, since in AB 2701 says that the county is not responsible for any funds that were spent by this board or employee or any other agent of the CSD. So the law doesn't give them the authority to me, when I read AB 2701, to take that 6.5 and say, well, we're going to pay it back. So I'm trying to find out what authority. Now, hopefully you're looking at this, your attorneys, and maybe, you know, hopefully it's important to you, too. Also, that it's in the bankruptcy court now, and I think it needs to stay in the bankruptcy court. The state did loan that money to us, an unsecured loan, and that if they get back pennies on a dollar, that's a lesson that they'll learn not to do that kind of loan again to anybody.
Board of Supervisors, on Tuesday, specifically on that $6.5 million, I reminded them that it is not their debt, it's our debt, and it is in bankruptcy protection, and it's in bankruptcy court, and that pennies on the dollar, it could turn out to be, and they should not interfere. They should observe and monitor as they said they were going to. And go ahead and let the state, like the rest of the beggars, the contractors, stand in line with their hands out saying, please, pennies on the dollar. Because they did gamble on this and they lost. Where the county may think they have the authority is in the cover letter for the signing of the bill, which Arnold Schwarzenegger, our illustrious governor, signed, that go along with AB 2701, which was put together by the Attorney General as well as a representative of the, I guess, the loan section or the money section of the State Water Resource Control Board. Those are the two entities that put that letter together for him to sign that went along with 2701, and therefore we should look to them to ask why, because it interferes with 2701, because it basically says no funding until that's paid back, yet it's in bankruptcy court. Here we go again, around and around, chasing our tail, because, well, it takes us all the way back to affordability, which one of the previous speakers talked about. And, boy, if we didn't have to pay that $6.5 million back, or at least the part that was been spent already, then that'd be great. Also, too, I am going through a process of trying to videotape and get these TAC meetings on the air, and you'll probably hear about that later on tonight sometime. But my real concern is these are really important meetings, these TAC meetings, and my concern was why was there not any allocation of money for to videotape those, which I'm doing for free right now, and we could have got it done maybe for $100 a meeting or so if we had the county negotiate that. With just one camera and four microphones and one operator, maybe a little more. But they're spending up to $2 million and maybe another $3 million, and yet they have no money for transparency and for the people's right to know. And I'm really concerned that if it wasn't for myself and others in this community, that we would have no transparency and the public wouldn't know what's going on at these TAC meetings. Thank you.
Any additional public comment on the closed session agenda? Don't be shy.
Detailed profit loss report from the water companies. And it's well known in these circles. You'll see a lot of the expenses under depreciation. And we should demand what the company officer's annual salary is. They seem to be very reluctant to mention that most of the time. I just noticed on the table over there, I don't know if these have, if you've already, do you already have these other individuals that have lodged their protest? Okay, I mean, is that already part of the record? Yeah, if not, I'll just read them off now.
They are a part of our record, yes.
Oh, okay. That's all.
Thank you. Any other additional public comment, or we're going to close public comment?
Lynette Tornotsky, Los Osos. Two questions. I'm just confused on who is counsel, who's special counsel, and who's general counsel. I thought we were going out for an RFP, and I'm really confused where we are on that. And the second question is, on the lawsuit, County of San Luis Obispo versus LOCSD, the complaint for declaratory relief and injunctive relief, I was just wondering why that case was being pursued now instead of later. Is there any reason we have to do it now? Those are my two questions. Thanks.
Would you give me the reference to the case again? I'd appreciate that. In terms of Ms. Tornatsky's first question, my firm serves as special counsel. I believe general counsel is still a firm in Orange County, and I know that the board is considering an RFP at this time. With regards to the county lawsuit, that lawsuit was filed by the county within the bankruptcy proceeding, and they have asked the bankruptcy court to let it go forward. So both the bankruptcy attorney and special counsel have been...
My questions go to, I guess, the first four lawsuits, and I just want to make comments on those. First of all, I just want to mention that the county has conditioned a lot of things within AB 2701, and it seems like they aren't responsible for your debt, but if they choose to take that on in some way, then they somehow can do that. And I think that that is causing a lot of confusion. It's causing a lot of red flags to go up, and I think rightly so. When I read about the sale of the Tri-W property in the paper, I was very concerned about, first of all, the fact that an insider had released that, and that was especially troubling. But also, survival of the CSD was supposed to be the basis for that sale. And the conditions in the disputes over the proceeds from the sale, where the county is actually conditioning how you spend your money if they buy your property, is absurd. There are interference and running interference for the state and for other agencies and contractors, perhaps even, is just completely out of line. And that's been going on for far too long. And that last lawsuit is another attempt to run the CSD. Now, if they want to do that, then take our debt. But I know when they take our debt, it just comes back to us. So that isn't really the best answer, and I hope Tri-W is not sold to them. The greatest single benefit of saving the district, of course, is your ability to settle that disputed $40 million in debt, that bundle of debt that includes the fines. People don't realize, of course, that the fines are directly related to the ACL. That's the fines that are for Vista Del Oro, Bay Ridge Estates, and the fire station. Divide $6 million three ways, and you get about $30,000 per house. Listen to me, $30,000 per house, you get nothing for that. I'm so glad you're here to defend. And please do not allow that lawsuit on the default go either, because it's the same issue. I have so much more to say. I want to tell you that it's unfortunate that you haven't got your house in order. I want to urge you to reorganize. It's a year overdue. Cut your spending. Close your office. You don't need to have an office open. Morro Bay was in financial trouble. They went down to one day a week. They did not need to have a public office. And I think that cutting back on meetings and committees and even these meetings is really necessary. And further, the hell with lawsuits. If your staff sues you, if the union sue you, if you can't cut your building space and they sue you, you just have to do the right thing. You have to protect the taxpayers. And this is a year overdue. You needed to get your financial house in order a year ago. Do it.
I want to talk about the bankruptcy lawsuit. Those that, I think Chuck was there. If you haven't heard, there was, after the CSD half hour on Tuesday afternoon, which was supposed to be at 2 o'clock, but ended up being 4:30 for the supervisors, there was an added item after that dealing with an allocation for the county to take from their contingency fund into their legal expense fund an additional $120,000 to supplement $60,000 that they'd already appropriated early in the process. Now, what was this money appropriated for and shifted to the legal expense fund? To monitor the CSD bankruptcy. Now, we keep hearing from the county how, and Bob Ogren has said this twice that I've heard publicly, that the advantage of the county building this project is they have the availability and access to more resources than the CSD, and they can do the process and the project and get through the entire start to finish process more efficiently than the CSD can. Well, my question is, if the district is getting the entire bankruptcy handled for $150,000 start to finish, why does the county need $180,000 just to monitor the bankruptcy for Los Osos? We asked the question, I think a couple people asked the question, and when it came back to the board and it came back to staff, we never got any answer as to what it was going to be used for and what the need was for that much money. And one of the supervisors actually asked, is this the cap that's going to be allocated for this amount? Are we done at $180,000, or is this just to get us to a certain point? And did not get a definitive answer that was the ending point for that. Now, that's not part of the $2 million, but it is taxpayer money. And the people of this town, being one of the biggest unincorporated areas of the county, that's also our tax money here that's going for them to monitor Los Osos. Thank you.
Director Tacker.
I want to thank you, Mr. Margetson. I was home watching on television when you made your comments, and you probably heard me cheering from my house. That is a puzzling question. We have been criticized for legal expenses, and the press wasn't there to criticize the county on their indulgence to lawyers. And I know that we shopped for a bankruptcy attorney, and we got a reputable firm who took a tremendous risk with a flat fee. They're going to see us through, and the county went and hired their own specialist, and I recall that his rate was more than double per hour than what our attorney is charging. And that, again, is to monitor the work going on for the CSD and how we manage our own affairs. And it's astounding, because we will pay for it again. Those are our tax dollars paying to fight ourselves. It's outrageous, and I do thank you for your comments down there at the board.
Any additional public comment? I have a couple of comments myself, I guess. From what I've heard from county staff, the word monitoring isn't quite right. They're doing more than monitor. They're actually litigating that bottom case that Lynette asked about. That's what their money's going toward. It is pretty amazing to me that they're putting all that into that one suit, and we're getting all these wrapped into the bankruptcy for even less. But maybe we're not the foolish spenders we appear to be. The other thing is the $6.4 million. I agree totally that is our obligation to resolve with the State Water Board. County should not be involved. It should not be rolled into a new loan. The county's in the difficult position of needing to deal with the state regarding other communities within the county. And I guess they're maybe feeling a little bit, caught between a rock and a hard place. But I certainly believe that is an issue that we should be resolving through the courts and not through the next SRF loan, if there is one. And with that, we will convene to a closed session, and we'll be back here at 7:30. Thank you.